There are a lot of headlines like these around at the moment. Airlines scramble to rejig schedules amid US 5G rollout concerns. US airlines warn of calamity if 5G deployed near airports. Big concern over 5G danger near airports. Lyndon Burns is an aviation specialist and with us now via Zoom. Lyndon, good afternoon. What is the issue here?
Hi, John. Yeah, it's quite simple. So in the US, the body in America that allocates radio frequencies, similar to ICASA in South Africa, allocated Verizon and AT&T some bandwidth to use for 5G, but the frequencies that they gave them are very close to the frequencies that are used for radio altimeters, which are a crucial piece of equipment on an aircraft. So the Federal Airworthiness Authority, which is responsible for safety in America, came out and issued a notice saying, look, you know, you can't use however many, it was hundreds of airports around America, won't be safe because they'll be prone to interference by these 5G signals. What should have happened was that the body allocating the frequency should have looked at what was being done in other countries like in Europe and South Korea and allocated frequencies that were further away and also placed a limit on the power output of the antenna that are broadcasting those signals. That would have avoided the whole bugger up. And unfortunately, we got to a position about 2 months ago where this all started coming to a head and neither side has been able to find kind of reach a compromise. And now today is meant to be the day they switch on all the 5G. And the airlines and the FAA have said, we're not going to compromise on safety. We're going to have to ground aircraft, divert flights, delay flights, cancel flights. United Airlines yesterday was saying up to 15,000 flights. And about 1.25 million passengers and thousands of tons of cargo are going to be affected as a result of this.
So It is only the USA where there is this close and potentially dangerous proximity between the aircraft signals and the 5G signals.
Yes, it is. Okay. And really what the issue is, the only two solutions are that they withdraw those frequencies they allocated to Verizon and AT&T and give them other frequencies, and that they put a limit on the power output of the antenna. They can create buffer zones around airports, but that's not really sustainable from the 5G telecoms operator's perspective, because a 2 mile radius around a big airport like Newark or LaGuardia or, you know, Chicago O'Hare still puts you within a very densely populated area. And of course, you know, they want to serve millions of people with high speed telecommunications. So this is really about two arms of government operating in splendid isolation and not talking to each other. That's really what this is symptomatic of. And it's a completely avoidable crisis. And the problem is for any flights operating into and out of America, this now poses a safety concern. So we've seen over the last 24 hours, airlines like Emirates, like Air India, Japan Airlines, also now saying, well, we're going to reschedule and cancel flights. So for travelers coming from South Africa or traveling, you know, across to America, this is obviously a matter of concern, and strongly recommend you contact your travel agent or your airline. Just make sure your flights are actually operating.
Lyndon, I remember a conversation you and I had some years ago where I asked you whether it was merited that the airlines ask you not to switch on your phones. They've stopped doing it now, but at the time they were saying, please don't switch on your phones until the aircraft is parked because it might have an impact on a communication system. And I remember you're saying to me, no, well, I mean, it's ridiculous that there is no meaningful danger at all to the aircraft's communication systems if you switch on your phone while the aircraft is coming in to land. No. So the fear around 5G and the US, is that justified or is it an overreaction?
So we're not comparing apples and apples. That was about interference with the radio communication system on the aircraft, with the pilot's ability to communicate with the ground, and with a general interference. In this particular instance, we're talking about interference with radio altimeters. Now, radio altimeters perform very crucial safety functions. They measure very precisely the height of the aircraft above the ground over which it's traveling, and they are used for to enable and facilitate precision automated landings in poor visibility and bad weather. They also used to detect a phenomenon called wind shear, which can be deadly, which is a very hazardous situation involving two diverging, fast-moving pockets of air. And there have been accidents that have happened over the last 50 or 60 years that have been ascribed to wind shear. So the development of radio altimeter technology has done a lot to eliminate those hazards. Now we're putting in place a 5G threat to the efficacy of radio altimeters. Now, the other solution would be to ground all those aircraft that are fitted with radio altimeters that were built, the aircraft that were built before the advent of 5G. And say, right, well, we'll just replace or modify all the radio altimeters. But that's going to be a very costly exercise as well.
Lyndon, thank you very, very much indeed. Lyndon Burns, a partner at BHK Crisis Communications, and somebody who knows a lot about the aviation world.